I actually had the prediction, the first four, the way they had it. I had Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State. Now, my top 12 was Georgia 1, Alabama 2, Ohio State 3, Oregon 4, OU 5. I thought they would still perhaps, you know, obviously OU had the open date. And I heard y'all talking before. And you know, I think everything, we talk about this every year, everything that comes out of the committee, you know, it's when you get a group of however many they got in there, you're going to get different things said every year. So, you know, I guess one of the themes that if two teams are close, you're gonna go by the head to head matchup if they played.
Well, that's what the committee says. But
yeah,
again,
yeah. They kind of blew it yesterday, quite honestly.
To the end, maybe, but yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it's
but
it's
that's
just
like saying two teams have the same record. Well, yeah, they might have the same record, but that doesn't mean. I mean,
well,
might have played all top 25 teams. One team might have played a bunch of rundowns. I mean,
could have
the same record.
I'm a little bit like Matt. This blew any credibility this particular group has when they put Michigan State behind
Michigan.
Yeah, one game after they got their brains kicked.
See, I had Michigan State number 10 on my poll this week, but I
had them nine. Well, I had
them
nine.
Higher,
I had them 9 and 10. I just thought, given what normally comes out of that thing. You know, it's different if you play the first game of the season or something like that. But again, head to head makes a difference. Well, unless you don't want it to, that's about what.
And that's what we say each and every year.
Right, every year, same thing.
You know, each and every year, the committee will use the term we use our own Prestigeism, frame the argument. Well, I mean, they'll frame the argument how they
want
to frame it,
however they want to. But I mean, hey, that's it is what it is. And Craig, you're right. It'll probably play itself out for too very long. I just wonder, you know, to me, I thought they might jump OU up a little bit simply because even knowing they had the open date, but I just thought, of course, again, what's a term they use, Matt, data point.
Yeah,
he didn't have a data point last
week.
Well,
I think they should have jumped Oklahoma up a little bit. Like I said, on my ratings, I had them far ahead of Michigan State. But
I did,
I'm
too.
Not surprised.
I did, too.
I'm not surprised at how they did it. And for you Oklahoma fans out there that are upset, I mean, it really, I honestly believe this, Pat. It doesn't matter where the committee puts Oklahoma. If Oklahoma wins out, they're going to be fine. If they lose a game this year, I don't think they're going to be
fine. Well, that's what I was going to say, guys. I do think we are seeing, whether the committee is trying to send a message or not, I do think we are seeing what the committee thinks of OU.
And, I do, too.
They shouldn't think that much of Oklahoma.
I understand.
Or the Big 12, to be quite blunt about it.
I understand. Yeah. I think that plays into it. So what I'm saying is that in 2015, Sooners were 11-1 and got in.
Right.
17, 18, and 19, they were 12-1 and got in. If OU stubs their toe, I don't think they're getting in this year. I don't think they're getting in at 12-1 unless there's just absolute chaos ahead of them. So, in other words, I do think that is one thing we're seeing out of the committee is that they're showing us what they think of OU. So if OU does not run the table, I don't think they're getting in this year like they have four other times with a loss. I don't think that's happening this year.
Well, you know, Matt, you know, obviously, Matt, all those other years you're talking about, you know, either A&M, Nebraska, Missouri, Colorado, or, you know, the league was different. I think this league, I don't personally think it's very good. Texas is not any good, and they should be. But as far as
I think Oklahoma State's good though, and I
oh, I, th- oh, I
Baylor,
think they're pretty good.
I think Oklahoma State and Baylor deserve their rankings. I mean,
I told Matt this, and when I looked at this again, and I started to bring it up yesterday when I was playing around with this stuff, I said that, you know, who's having a really good year is the University of Houston. They're 8-1, and then I started looking again. I said, wait a minute now. There's something about this top 25 that I'm glad, you know, happy for Pittman and Arkansas and them, but. Mm-hmm. You know, they have omitted Houston at 8-1. Well,
now,
I mean,
why
now,
did they do
now,
that, Pat? What do you think?
Tech beat them.
Huh?
Tech beat them, and Tech's no good.
I think they don't want to put Houston or SMU up there because that would help Cincinnati.
Well, I don't think that personally. I don't know if they'll go. I wouldn't think they'd go down that road. I mean, who knows? I wouldn't think they would make a poll up and say, okay, if we keep SMU and Houston out, then I don't know if they'd go down that road. You know, really personally. But whatever.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
But from the standpoint of, I'm looking down thinking, wait a minute, now, have you omitted them? Now, again, Tulsa, you know, it has the heck of a ball game with Cincy, and Houston beats Tulsa pretty good. I guess you get in, but that looked unusual to me that again, they had, you know, the other wires, they had them, the other ones had them 17-18 down in there, and this bunch totally omitted Houston, but, you know, they don't think much of the American, we know
that. If you're in one of the power conferences, you can get away with a bunch of losses. Heck, they got, what, 5 3-loss teams up there in the top?
Yeah,
five
sure.
With 3 losses. And so if you're in the power conference, you can lose a bunch of games.
Well, you got BYU at 8-2, and they're 14.
But if you're in the American, you cannot afford to lose one game.
You're right.
That's just a fact.
You're right.
You know?
I wonder a little bit what a one-loss, would a unbeaten OU jump an unbeaten Cincinnati?
Yes.
Yes.
You think they would?
Yes.
No question.
I don't know where they would.
You got OSU at number 10, and you got Baylor. I mean, OSU.
Yeah, but
is
these guys
10,
are really
Baylor's
not. They're not very. They're really not very good.
Well,
guys,
but Pat, if they have 4 wins and 3 of them are against teams that they have,
why wouldn't they have them up there now? Then
more than likely they would have beat OSU twice. So if you beat their number 10 right now,
right,
team
right, twice.
Mm-hmm. And a 13 and an Iowa State that could be in the rankings by mm-hmm. then,
sure.
I mean,
again,
yeah, they're going to pass Cincinnati. An unbeaten OU.
I don't know. I wouldn't put much. I might put a show, you know, a show ticket, $2 show ticket on.
You got to bet. You want to bet? Wouldn't. Okay, I'll put a pizza on right now. If Oklahoma is unbeaten mm-hmm. at the and end see, of when all is said and mm-hmm. done after a Big 12 title game,
right.
If Oklahoma is unbeaten, I bet they are ahead of Cincinnati.
If Cincinnati's pizza? Unbeaten.
If Cincinnati's unbeaten, yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll bet you an M&M or something. But who knows with this bunch, you know, and what they're going. But apparently, right now, they don't have any respect for what OU is. Right.
I agree with that. I think that's why.
But just look at the record.
I think that's why the remaining schedule helps OU.
Barely gotten by them, so they shouldn't have that much respect for them right now.
But I guess it looks unusual if I look down there and see. I mean, force of habit, you know, 9-0 OU. I mean, this is OU. Now, granted, they hadn't played very good, but they're still 9-0, and it's OU. You know, that just –
That's right. As bad as Oklahoma has been, you know, they got something in their favor that you know, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan,
right.
Michigan
they are,
State,
they're an
Notre
iconic
Dame.
School.
Mm-hmm. No, all those other teams have lost a game. OU hadn't – they haven't lost a game. You know, they've had a number of opportunities to lose, but they haven't lost one.
Well, right now, Cincinnati has the best win between Cincinnati and Oklahoma, and that's Notre Dame.
Yeah, sure they do.
Now, Oklahoma is, like I said, they're getting a chance to play. I mean, here's the thing, Pat. Regardless of what mm-hmm. you, me, or whoever thinks
of
OSU or Baylor, the committee mm-hmm. right now is telling us that they believe OSU is their 10th best team. I was surprised they kept Baylor that high at 13, frankly. I thought they would drop lower than that. I just think if Oklahoma, and whether or not they can do it or not, it's a whole other discussion.
Right.
But if they can beat Baylor, Oklahoma State, a decent Iowa State team that's not in their poll, but, I mean, I'm not here to build Iowa State into something they're not, but I'm just saying that those are several quality wins they're going to have coming down the stretch, and I think that's what will vault OU ahead of Cincinnati.
Well, I just wonder.
And so forth, right?
Of course, you got, you know, it just still blows me away, I guess, just, again, force of habit. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams with 1 loss ahead of an unbeaten OU team.
Yeah.
I don't care who they played.
Right.
Honestly, it's OU.
Let's see what happens. I mean, if they're good enough to win these games, well, then they'll move ahead of them. But if they don't, I'm just saying. But the committee, where a lot of people get sidetracked, is the committee's job is to look at the overall resume. They got to look at everything, and that's where people
or do
on
they
this
just
head-to-head
look at
head stuff.
The
head-to-head only comes in if all
right
that
now.
Other stuff is equal. But if the overall resume, if you look at everything overall and determine that they think that a team is better, well, then you know, then they should be. That's the most important thing, is the overall resume. It's not best win.
See,
it's not worst loss. It's not head-to-head. It's not one game. Those are tiebreakers.
Well, I've heard – now, again, it's all kind of mumbo-jumbo comes out of these committees. But at one point, I swear, we've heard that our job is to get the best four teams right now. Right now. Whatever right now means.
Okay, they've said a lot of things over the last 8 years.
Now they think that Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State are the best four.
Well,
it's
the same thing at the end of the year. I don't know.
At the end of the year, those top four will be the four that they think are the best at that time, right?
Well, regardless what the record is, apparently.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.